Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
In Matthew 9, this is the account in verse 28 where two blind men came to him asking for help. And he said, "Do you believe I'm able to do this?" They said, "Yes, Lord." Then touched he their eyes and said, "According to your faith, be it unto you." Everybody said out loud, "According to your faith, be it unto you." According to what? In other words, this is how it's going to happen. How's it going to happen? According to your faith. Now, he had just asked them, "Do you believe I'm able to do this?" Ability has to do with power. Do you believe the power of God can do this? They said, "Yes, Lord." Then you might think, having asked him that question, that he'd turn around and say, "Well, then according to the power, according to my power." He didn't say that, because that's not how it happens. Doesn't happen according to God's power. And here's a shocker to many. Nor does it happen according to God's will. Now, it makes some folks mad, church-going people, just hearing somebody like me say that. They think, "Oh, God is sovereign. He does whatever he wants to, and that's wrong. God is in control." And that sounds good. It sounds like you're honoring God, but you can't be honoring God when you're contradicting what Jesus said.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's right.
What if God, in his sovereignty, chose for things to function like this? For things to happen in our lives, not according to his will, perfect plan, our power, our need, or any of these things, but according to our faith. Then for us to say, "Well, no, it's going to happen according to the will of God." You've changed what Jesus said. And much of the church has changed what Jesus said, have changed what the Bible teaches. They've changed according to your faith to according to his will. They've changed it. It's the traditions of men, and it is making of no effect the Word of God. It's serious, serious thing, because people are begging and begging. "Well, is it going to happen? I don't know. If it's God's will, maybe it will. It didn't happen. Well, it must not have been God's will." Well, how are we going to know if it's God's will or not? Well, we'll beg, and if it happens, it was. If it didn't happen, I guess it wasn't. So basically, we're in the dark all the time. The Bible said, don't be unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. We have a responsibility. That's why he gave us the book. That's why he gave us the Holy Spirit, the author of the book, so we could find out what is the will of God. And like one minister said, faith begins where the will of God is known. When you find out the will of God, now you can stop being in the dark. You can have faith. People say, "Well, no, I just believe you should always pray, if it be thy will." Do you pray that way for people to be born again?
No.
Well, then you're inconsistent with what you say. Right? Why don't we pray with people who say, "I'm lost, I need to be saved"? Why don't we say, "Well, if it's God's will"? We don't know. Come and pray. We'll pray, "God, if it be thy will, let our brother be born again. If not, thy will be done."
Wow.
So that's not right. Well, why isn't it right? If it's according to his will, and if his will is going to happen, no matter what, what's the point of us praying?
That's right.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
His will is going to happen whether or no.
That's right.
And yet, most of the body of Christ prays for healing, if they pray for healing at all, that way. Lord, heal them if it be thy will. That's an unbelieving prayer. There's no faith in that prayer. And if it's your faith that makes you whole, and there's no faith in it, come on, can you see that? If you're saying, Lord, I know you are sovereign and you are in control and nothing happens but what it's you doing it, or you let it happen and you had some reason for letting it happen, you're in control. So Lord, if it be your will, heal them. Of course, if it was your will, it was going to happen anyway. But Lord, if it's not your will, then I know no matter how much we prayed or fasted or whatever, they're not going to be healed. So why am I praying? And this is why some people don't go to church, because it makes no sense to them, because it really makes no sense, period. And some of the goofy stuff people believe in church, they wouldn't dare believe that in any other area. They're pretty smart people otherwise, but they come in church and just go, duh. It's, we don't know. No, let's believe. Are you a Christian?
Yes, sir.
Then let's believe the Christ. Let's believe the words of the Master. If he said this is the way it happens, then this is how it happens. Don't let anybody change this on you. They wanted healing. He said, you believe this can happen? You believe I'm able? Yes, yes. Then here's how it's going to happen. According to what? Not what you want, not according to your great desire, not according to your need, not according to how great God's power is, not even according to God's perfect will. How's it going to happen? According to your faith. And they must have had some, because immediately, here it came. These things are simpler than we have thought. They're easier and simpler than many have imagined. Go to Mark 9. These men that just received this healing we read about, they were not theologians. They had not been to Bible school that we know of. Probably couldn't even read or write. And what did they heard? They heard healing was happening.
Yes.
And in a very short amount of time, they received. Said out loud, all things are possible to him that believes, and I believe. I am a believer. One of the lies of the enemy is that you don't have enough faith. Don't ever ask that question out loud. He'll come and answer it for you. I don't know if I have enough faith for that. Immediately, he'll send one of his little imps and they'll whisper in your ear, uh-uh, you don't, you don't. I don't have enough faith. No. Uh-oh. And you can go to meetings and you can read the word for the next 5 years. Have enough faith now? Not yet. Not yet. You can go to everybody's conference and quote half the New Testament. Got enough faith yet? No, you're getting a little closer, but no.
Yeah, that's true.
Somebody say lies. Lies, lies. Here's the truth. There's enough faith in you right now to receive amazing miracles in your life. Right where you sit. Right now. Right here. Right now.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Mark 9, story of the man that had his son who was having seizures, brought him to the disciples. They prayed, cast out, did whatever they needed to do. Nothing happened. And so Jesus came down off the mount and the man brought his son to Jesus and pled with him. And in verse 22, he said, oft times it's cast him into the fire and waters to destroy him, but if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. Why would he say, if you can? Well, the disciples just failed.
Amen.
They did everything they knew how to do, said everything they knew how to say, and nothing happened. Boys, no better. So if you can, have compassion on us and help us. Is he putting all the responsibility, if anything happens, into Jesus' hands?
Yes.
Saying, Lord, it's up to you. If you can, and if you'll have compassion, do something for us. And Jesus turns right around in verse 23, and he said, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. He did not accept that it's all up to Jesus.
Right.
He did not accept that. And yet that's what millions are trying to tell us today. It's all up to him. Well, Jesus didn't accept that. In the Good News translation, verse 23, yes, said Jesus, if you yourself can. Everything is possible for the person who has faith. He said to Jesus, if you can, have compassion, do something for us. Jesus said, uh-uh, it's not if I can. If you can believe, all things are possible to him that believes. Is this true or not? Are we reading the Bible? Is this true? Then millions of good church-going people believe wrong and are being robbed on a daily basis. They plead, they beg, they plead, they beg. Why won't God do anything? Why, God? What are we waiting on? What's taking so long? Here's what's taking so long. Taking so long for you to get in faith.
Yes, sir.
Or me? Are you with me, friends? Oh, when you find out the truth, it'll make you free. Hallelujah. And instead of crying and begging and pleading, being confused your whole life long, you learn how to step up, stand up, believe God, reach out, lay hold, receive. Oh, somebody say, I'm a believer. I'm a believer. Go with me to the book of Luke. I perceive we're making progress. And our path is getting brighter. And the Lord has prepared good things for us in the days to come.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. We're not going to be of those who draw back, lay back, wait and do nothing. We're going to be of those who rise up and lay hold. Hallelujah. And possess what has been so wonderfully given to us in Christ.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org. where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Faith of God who gives me